But I want to glorify God tonight, and so I thank you for please understanding that. And but tonight we're going to be in John chapter 16. John chapter 16. And I just want to go over some things. You know, God's been working, and God's been, and our pastor's been, you know, we've been going over in Hebrews, you know, about how, building a better church, you know. And but God, I praise God for those messages that he's been giving to us. They've helped me. And there's just some things that God has put in my heart, and I just wanted to give you what God has given me, and just praise God for what he's done. So John chapter 16 here, beginning in verse number 1, the Bible says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, that ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you." Tonight I want to preach a message I've entitled, "A Letter to My Children." Let's bow our head for prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, dear Lord, dear Father, I thank you for your precious word. Dear Lord, I thank you for the day, dear Lord, that I received Jesus Christ, dear Lord. Dear Father, that changed me, dear Father. And dear Lord, tonight I just want to honor you tonight, dear Father. Dear Lord, I pray for our pastor while he's gone, dear Father. And I pray for our church family, dear Lord. Thank you for this precious people here, dear Lord. I pray, dear Lord, that your word and using me, dear Lord, would just be a blessing to them, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father, for loving us, dear Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and the pity you've taken on our lives, dear Lord. And dear Father, thank you for what you've been doing here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church, dear Father. We love you and thank you, and we ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
So looking here in verse number 1, the message tonight is not going to be a popular topic. But I've made sure to walk around the building, and I've gone ahead and picked up all the biggest rocks that I could find and moved them away. So I think I should be okay. But guys, I just want to look here at verse number 1. It says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended." And tonight I just want to say, God has given us His precious word, so that we may not be offended in this old world. We can stand up for Him. You know, in verse number 2 it says, "They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father, nor me." I praise God for Amazing Grace Baptist Church, for a soul-winning church, for a church that has God has blessed and opened doors with the campus ministry, the nursing home ministry. And let me tell you, there's been many things that people have said about this church. There's been many times that we've gone out on our March of Christ. Many times that Brother Worsh has been out there in the nursing home. Many times that Brother Evan has been out there in the campus ministry, where people have said many things, their own ideas, the things that maybe even might upset you, talking, using our Lord's name in vain, with no shame. But I want to tell you that God has given us His precious word tonight.
Amen.
To comfort us.
Amen.
He has given us His living word that we can go to, we can confide in, we can trust and know Him, and know that He is true, that He is permanent, that He is unmovable. But there's also some things that we got to be careful about. Verse number 4 says, "But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said unto you that at the beginning, because I was with you." It doesn't take long to look around and remember the people that used to be sitting in these seats one time. And how easy those people that we've prayed for, those people that we've gotten down there with, and kneeled and cried with, that we've come down to this altar and prayed for. We've heard their prayers. We prayed for them. And they're no longer here. But can I encourage you tonight and let you know that God is.
Amen.
He says in verse number 4, "And these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them." He knows what's going on. It doesn't come as a surprise to him. He's not caught off guard. He knows what's going on here in our city, in this world. And it doesn't come as a surprise. And we've heard it. We've heard this many times being preached by our pastor. But we have to be focused. Remember. Remember all the times. Remember the day that you got saved. Remember the time that God has answered prayer. Remember the times when you were down to the lowest of lows.
Amen.
And how no one else seemed like they were there. No one else cared about what was going on in your life. Maybe your family didn't care what was going on in your life. Maybe you felt like your prayers weren't being heard. But can I tell you, God heard.
Yeah.
God knows.
Oh, yeah.
God was there. God was there. He's always been there. He says, "These things have I told you."
Yep.
We must not forget the things that God has already said and done. Verse number 4. I went over that, sorry. And 5. This is what I want to, verse number 5. This is something that I want to focus on tonight. It says, "But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou?" Now we understand what's going on here. Jesus, of course, is going to his Father, for that his Father's will be done. He's going to that cross. But I want us to think also, "But now I go my way to him." Tonight, which way are you going to him? Jesus says here clearly, "But now I go." That's personal. Individually.
Amen.
We've seen what others, which way they've gone. But tonight, brothers and sisters in Christ, I ask you, which way are you going tonight? What are you standing on? Where is your direction? Where are you headed? It says in verse number 6 there, "But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart." Tonight I want us to see, where is our time being spent? What percent are we with God? And what percent are we with the world? What's one thing that God has laid on my heart tonight, and I brought for illustration, is a cell phone. You know, it says here, like verse number 5 says, "But now I go my way to him." God, Jesus knew the way that he must go, the will that must be done. But tonight, there's many things that the world uses, many devices that are stumbling blocks in our way.
Amen.
And I just want us to be aware. We praise God for this church.
Amen.
But remember those that were just on fire with us,
yeah,
just the other day, it seems.
Yeah.
And how they're not here. We're not making fun of them. We're not down on them. We love them. We pray for them.
Amen.
We miss them. And I still pray for them today. But we got to understand that this whole world doesn't care.
That's right.
They're not concerned about what's going on in Amazing Grace Baptist Church.
Sure.
But we also got to be aware. We got to remember the things that God has said, that Jesus has said,
mm-hmm,
that he has done. And tonight, I ask you, where are we at? You know, when I have this cell phone here, it doesn't work. It's been dead. We found this phone when we were moving. But you know, when I turn this phone on, it displays a percentage, a battery percentage of how much life is left in this cell phone. And I wonder tonight, you know, as I plug this in, there's a source that I got to plug this into in order to keep this battery, to keep this phone alive. I got to plug this phone into a power source. You know, when I plug this cell phone in, if I plug it into an outlet here, it's going to show me whether I know whether it's dead or it needs to be charged up, but others can see how much battery life is left in this cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder tonight, I ask, What percentage are you with in your Bible with our Lord and Savior?
Amen.
You know, when I plug it in, it tells me 24% battery life left. I wonder, you thank God that He doesn't come down here and plug us in and see above our head what percent we're at with Him?
Yeah. Come on.
How low are you tonight? Are you low? Is your battery dying? Are you fully charged? You know, people in the world with a cell phone, the first thing they do is they don't miss a beat. The first thing they do when they get home is they go home and charge that phone up.
Oh, yeah.
They plug it right in. And it's a shame that most of God's people are right there with them. Spending money on these cell phones. Cell phones nowadays are over $1,000.
Yeah.
But yet when it comes to their tithes and offerings, they ain't got nothing to give.
Yeah, come on, preaching, brother. That's right.
They forgot about what Jesus has told them. They forgot about what Jesus has done. You know, people do all kinds of things to protect these cell phones. You know, this phone here just happens to have a case on it. Somebody wanted to protect their investment. What are we doing to protect God's precious word? What are we doing with our Bibles? Do we just throw them when we get home? Do we leave them in our house and in our cars all week till we go back to church next week, in the next service? What are we doing with it? People don't realize how much this, what this book cost. People that died for this book.
That's right, brother.
People that believe what they remember what God has told them. The price that Jesus paid on that cross. The scars that are left behind to show you where He was plugged at.
Yes, sir.
Reminding us. The world has many outlets. It doesn't have to be a cell phone. Mm-hmm. You know, those outlets, you can plug in. You can plug many things in that, TVs, computers,
sir.
Any number of things. There's only one that leads to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's an inlet. They're an outlet. He's the inlet. Because once you get in, He ain't letting you out.
Amen.
But tonight, I want to ask you, where are you plugged at tonight? Where are you with God? What percentage is it? Where are you at tonight? What are you plugging into when you go home? You know, there's a lot of times when our phones are dying, I don't have much time to talk. That's the same way in our Christian life. If we don't spend time being plugged into God's Word, we're not going to have time to spend with Him. I got to let you go. I don't have my batteries. My phone's about to die. I got to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing we do with the Word of God. You don't spend time with the Word of God, you're not going to have any time for Him. I got to go. I got things to do. I got money to make. I got a new cell phone I got to buy. I got a new TV that just came out that I got to have. But yet, we don't remember what God has told us.
Yeah.
You don't remember those times when Brother Worcester was in that hospital. You don't remember the times when Brother Benny was sick in the hospital.
Yeah.
When Sister Ophelia was sick. When people have gone and left, that affects the church family. But can I tell you the blessing it was to be there to pray for my brother, to pray for my sister, remembering what Jesus said, remembering they're saved.
Yes.
They're on their way to heaven. I don't know what God has for them, but if I just remember what God has left me, you know, when a letter is something that is precious. You know, when you write a letter to somebody, you're speaking from the heart.
Amen.
You know, nowadays people don't even know what a letter is. You know, you got to go to a library to see what a letter looked like, because everyone's too busy sending smiley faces and all these kind of faces to one another. They don't even know how to conversate with one another. But here it is. God has written to us.
Yeah.
God has given His precious word to comfort us. It doesn't change. It doesn't need an update. It doesn't need a new version. Yeah, sure, there's a bunch of all this polluted junk out there, but this is God's Word. It's not changed. And it never will be. Praise God for that.
Amen.
Verse number 20. Well, let me see here. Sorry, I'm just going off here. But verse number 20 of John chapter 16 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice."
Yeah.
There's a lot of rejoicing going on today. You know, there's a jazz festival going on. A lot of people there are gathered rejoicing right now.
Yes, sir.
Having a good time.
That's right.
And they're dying and they're going to hell. That's not something to rejoice about. That's not something to be excited about.
Amen.
"And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow, brothers and sisters, shall be turned into joy." One day, He's coming. He's coming again.
Amen.
He's coming again.
That's right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on things that are set up above. Remember what He has told you. It says there, in verse number 21, "A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world." Praise God for Jesus. Praise God for this precious word and how it helps us, how we can go to Him. And tonight I just want us to know, where are we at tonight? You know, people today, you know what? We see where their hearts are at. We know where their Bible's at. You know, they run home. You know, they make sure, before I go to bed, I got to have my phone plugged in. I got to charge it. I got to have it. I need it for tomorrow. You know, I was a manager at a thrift store once. There was people that called in because they forgot their phone. And if they were late, we wouldn't allow them to come into work if they were like 10 minutes late. So they were like, "I can't come in today. I left my phone at home." You know, but that just shows me where we're at. People are running home. By the way, they go home, they got to kneel down. They're kneeling down to that old outlet and plugging in that old cell phone right there. That shows where they're at. Where are we at? You know, you can see where they're at, but can they see where we're at? What are we doing for the Lord tonight? I know, praise God, this is the core of the church. Praise God that God is working and people are going out there and on fire for Jesus. But we got to be careful. We got to be careful, guys. We got to keep our eyes on things set up above.
Yes, sir.
A man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Yeah.
A lot of people out there that don't know that who that person is.
Right.
And that's Jesus. You know, we know who He is. But we ought to show those people around us of who that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Verse 31 says, this is to him talking to the disciples here, but he said, "Answer them, do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
Amen.
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace in the world. Yea, shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world."
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God right there. We could end it off right there. But just remember, Jesus was nailed to that cross. He died for you and me. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes.
The gift of God is eternal life.
Yes.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes.
Not a cell phone, not an app, not a TV show. Through Jesus Christ.
Yep. Amen.
There's a lot of Christians with a low batteries in their lives. When your battery's low, like I said, you don't have time to talk to anybody. They can't find their Bibles. You know, A lot of people, they don't even know where their chargers are at. I can't find my charger. I can't charge. You know, that's where a lot of Christians are at today. They don't even know where their Bible's at. They can't plug in. They can't plug into the power source because they don't even know where their Bibles are at.
Yeah.
They can't quote scripture. They don't have anything in their heart. They're empty because they're so full of the world. And you know what they say? Well, I'll just find another church. I don't need to go to that old church. They're always preaching about things that convict me. I mean, they're not saying that, but that's what it is.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll just go find another charger. It works just the same. Matter of fact, it works a little faster. They get out quicker. But they die out, though.
Yeah.
Remember, Jesus has overcome the world. What percent are you at tonight? We need to be fully charged. We need to be fully charged because in order to go out in this world, we have to be in tune with our God. We have to be drawn near to Him every day. Every day, just like every day, got to go charge that cell phone before we go to sleep, before I get out of bed. We need to be, before we get out of that bed, before we go to sleep, we need to be in our Bibles.
Amen.
Praying. Look what God is doing here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church, in our little church. Look at that back wall filled up with missionaries that we're able to support by the grace of God. In such a small number, but we serve such a mighty, big God.
Amen. That's right.
And people are flocking to the new best thing. The brightest, the biggest, the boldest.
Uh-huh.
And yet here we are, little bitty church. And look what God has done.
Yes.
Provided us with a bigger building.
Amen.
Provided us with a bus.
Yes, sir.
Another bus.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We have young men and women that are plugged in, can I tell you?
Yes, sir.
To their Lord and Savior.
Amen.
You know, you have a church that comes and recognizes and wants to just say how much we appreciate Brother Samuel and Sister Brittany for being a blessing, for being a testimony, for being plugged in.
Sir.
We need more children. We need more growing adults like that. God will use them. God will use them. But we need more.
Yes.
And it starts with us. It starts with the adults. Standing up for Jesus. Being a testimony. Not being afraid. Not being ashamed. Not worried about what the world has. What they're living for. What's the best thing? What's going on? What's the biggest fad going on right now? Jesus on that cross wasn't worried about what the biggest thing was going on. He wasn't worried about being favored. He was there alone. And He had you on His mind, on His heart. Yes, He did for His Father's will to be done, but don't think for one second He wasn't thinking about you for whosoever. But yet, when it comes to us, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What kind of scars do we have? We need to remember the things that God has told us through His Word, through the preaching.
Amen.
I praise God. I thank God for Pastor just showing us the other message about how God showed him through the Bible, how He called him to the ministry.
Amen.
And all it was that he was plugged in. He read the Bible. God showed him. It wasn't a woo feeling. God, that's for everybody. That's for everybody. You know, these cell phones, they all have a charger. They all have something to plug into. This Bible is all for us, for God's people. God's people in a dying world that needs to get saved. They need Jesus.
Amen.
Our time is short. Our time is short. We've learned today with Brother Burns. We got a little estimate of how much time we have left, how many thousands of days or whatever. But like you said, that could be tomorrow.
Yes, right.
That could be tomorrow. What are you doing right now? What are you going home to plug into? What are you doing with the messages that God has given you?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing when you take them home? Are you storing them? Are you just simply storing them like how people do? They take pictures and they store it. Are you storing? Are you using it? Are you remembering it? Are you meditating on it? Or do you just have it there in the side and in the back somewhere? What are you plugging into? Where is your secret place at? Or what is your secret pin? We ought to have a prayer life every day, a secret place,
sure.
A secret place, not on our phones, but in our house, praying for one another, praying for our pastor,
amen.
Praying for our city, praying for our missionaries, praying for Sister Wei and her upcoming back surgery. Where else do you get this? There's not an app that you can download that it comes close to what God has done here in this church. Close isn't even the right word to say, but remember what God has done. Remember what he has already done and what he will do. But we have to keep our minds right, remembering what he said. Remember the promises that he's made, that he cannot tell a lie.
Sure.
He doesn't go back on his promises. Well, today, I don't know. I'm not too charged up. I've only got so much percentage in me. That's what we say all the time. Well, today, it didn't charge. I didn't get a good charge. If something happened. Always excuses.
Yep.
Something happened. The phone must have fell off the charger somehow. I didn't get a full charge. I don't feel like going soul winning today. I don't feel like praying today. My throat hurts. I'm sick. I don't feel good. I understand we do get sick. I'm not talking down on that, but look at what we're using. The excuses that we make.
Yeah.
And what yet we forget about what Jesus has said.
That's right.
The messages that he's given to us, the help, the things that he's shown us with his mighty hand. And he's not done yet. We're still here.
Amen.
I leave off, like I said, this is a message, a letter to my children that I have here, but I also have something too in 1 John. Something that God is giving me here, or showing me here, see. Oh, if I can turn to it, I had it on there. Was it 1 John? Yeah, right here. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 1 says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father,
amen.
Jesus Christ the righteous.
Amen.
And he is a propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the world.
Yeah.
And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
Yes.
He saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." So tonight I want to leave off. Where are we plugged in tonight?
Mm-hmm.
God knows what you're plugged into. He says, plain as day. He says, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar."
That's right.
"And the truth is not in him." I'm not calling anybody a liar tonight, but I just want to let you know that God is not playing games. God has given us his word. He says, "My little children, these things write unto you, that you sin not." So tonight, guys, I just want us just to see some things and just be careful. God's doing a great work here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church. But we've got to keep our eyes on things that are set up above and not on the things that are just temporal. Sure, they're flashy. Sure, they look good. Sure, everyone else has them. Everyone else is flocking to them. But remember about Jesus. How many people were flocking to him? How many people remembered him? But remember how he remembered you. I thank God for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank God for this church, for my church family. I thank God that I've been able to be here and to see what God has done, watching over my brothers and sisters, being with Sister Sabrina and her time. Boy, let me tell you, you really got to be plugged into God to know when something like that happens.
Amen.
I praise God that He's done a mighty work, and I pray for her family. I thank God for her testimony. We need more testimonies like that. We need more people on fire, God's people on fire for Jesus.
Amen.
We've got an upcoming missions conference. God's still in the business of saving souls. He's still in the business of saving souls here in the city of Denton. But we need to remember what He said, remember what He's done. And we need to stay, we need to be plugged into our Bibles. We need to spend time in prayer. The first thing that we do, the last thing that we do, remember Jesus. Remember those nail-scarred hands, His feet. They're there.
Absolutely.
But what kind of scars are we allowing in our lives? What kind of stumbling blocks are we allowing? Don't forget what He said tonight. Remember, He's written us a letter. The word of life. The eternal words right here.
Amen.
Are precious. Unchangeable, unmovable. This is the foundation right here, brothers and sisters. You know that. This ain't nothing new. But I just wanted to be encouragement and a blessing tonight. I thank You for Your time. Let's bow our head for prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, dear Lord, I do thank You for this time. Dear Father, I thank You, dear Lord, for loving us. Dear Lord, I thank You for the things that You have said many times through the preaching of Your Word, dear Father. Many times, dear Lord, in our time alone with You, in our secret place, dear Father. Many times, dear Father, that we've had prayer meetings, dear Father. Dear Lord, the blessing it is, dear Lord, that we can come to You and know, dear Lord, that you will provide, dear Lord, that You are all powerful. You are all we need, dear Father. Help us, dear Lord, tonight to number our days, dear Father. Dear Lord, to know that You're coming again, dear Father. But dear Lord, that there's a people out there, dear Father, that needs Jesus. A people out there that need to get saved, dear Father. And dear Lord, to remember the things that You've done, dear Lord. How uncomfortable Jesus was on that cross, dear Father. Help us to not be comfortable in the things of this world, dear Father. Help us to not forget the things, dear Lord, that You have done, the way that You have made, the only way, the only door, dear Father, tonight, dear Lord. Thank You for this time, dear Father. Thank You, dear Father, for loving me. And dear Lord, I pray now just for the remainder of this week, the remainder of this night, dear Father. Thank You once again for Your precious grace and Your mercy, dear Lord, on our lives. We love You and thank You. Ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Worcester.
That was a good message, Brother Josh. I pray and hope that God has spoken to our hearts. And there's so many things that we have need of giving God thanks for, and the many blessings. And if perhaps something on your heart and on your mind, I'd like for us to stand, if you would, please. Sister Julia is going to play through a song of invitation. These altars are open if you'd like to come here.